freak out. Big time freak out. Now, there is no way with the light that I now have that I can reproduce or emulate what I just saw with my eyes as I was walking the dog. The same walk that I did in the very early hours of this morning. The days are very symmetrical. At the moment, I'm doing it in the evening. And I was walking down the field, and there's somebody standing in the field. Standing in the field with what looks like a gun. Now, that's not unusual around here. For example, in my street in this village, I'm the only person that doesn't own a shotgun. So there's lots of rabbiting that goes on around here. You often hear gunshots across the field. So why is this guy standing there holding a gun, pointing it? Is it towards me? I can't make it out. Is it towards me or the hedge? Is he pointing the gun at me? Or is he pointing it at the hedge? And I'm getting closer and the dog is freaked out. The dog starts stalking the man. And it looks like he's wearing UK issue desert camouflage. My eyes are straining. The sun's gone down. It's after dusk. My eyes are straining. Now, I don't want to call him because it might upset whatever little bunny rabbit prey he's just about to shoot. So we get a little bit closer. The dog is not on a lead as per normal. And I'm like, okay, let me just keep her close to me. And I'm like, heel, 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 as we get closer. And the dog starts growling. And I'm thinking, oh my God, he's going to turn and shoot us maybe. So I should maybe say something. Hello? 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 He's not moving. Hello? Am I hallucinating? I get a little bit closer. And I'm nearly upon him, thing, it, when I realise it's just a really intricately shaped branch stuck in the middle of the field. No way is it intended to be a joke, because it was just too damn good. You would need to know topiary to make it look like man standing with gun pointing randomly into a hedge. It's a branch. Just a branch, and I'm freaked. Too much coffee, too little sleep, and I'm taken back to being a kid. As a kid, I used to live in a caravan in the woods. I know, sounds a little bit like a cross between a fairy tale and a horrible trailer park style horror movie, but no, didn't have planned permission for the small hippie style small holding that we lived on, so we lived at the bottom of a bridle path, not a proper road even, in a caravan. And not for long, about 14 years we lived in. It was a mobile home by the time we'd finished, you know, the proper whole, you know, it was even bricked in at the bottom and stuff. So one night I remember walking back from a friend's house in the local civilised town that had streetlights and everything, and I'm trudging down this muddy bridle path, and there is something in the trees that looks like a massive bat coming to get me with bright eyes. I was young, and I ran like the clappers. Ran like somebody was after me with an axe, which might as well have been. I wouldn't have ran any faster. And I got back, burst into the home, and parents were there, and I was like, I'm just going to my room. I'm just going to my room. And they're all right, I'm fine, just hard run home. Next day, I go past, and it is a Batman-shaped bin bag caught in a tree with two holes where the eyes would be. And I kind of vowed to myself I would never be afraid of inanimate objects again. It's been years. It's been years and years. But now, Mr. Tree Man Gun has just freaked the bejesus out of me. So, be warned, people. Trees are not our friends. Not all of them, anyway. Deep breaths. On with the walk.